If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much for joining us on another live edition of the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's own Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, covering the globe. This is the only hour all week where they'll let us talk about video games. And I've been doing the show almost 20 years, so I'd love to have you be a part of the show, my unpaid correspondents. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? I mean, we're in the golden age of video games. They've never been more ubiquitous or cool. But there's also a lot of garbage out there. People try to take advantage of you as well. A lot of crap, a lot of ripoffs. So what do you got? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Questions, comments, or concerns. Newbies, neophytes, all the way to hardcore gamers, everybody in between. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. And let's talk video games, all video games. Not just sports, because we're on Sports Byline and streaming along sportsbyline.com as well. You can click listen live there. And any emails you want to send to me, they're rick@sportsbyline.com. That's important because I give away a brand new game at 40 after in just over 30 minutes from now. What's the game? You'll have to listen. Send me the answer there. At the end of the show, I like looking up old cheat codes. If you've got a game and you want a cheat code for it, just send me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on SBNationLive.com as we stream along the SB Nation network as well. And on Sirius XM 211 in progress. See the man, see the man, male Caucasian. The Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Great to be with you there as well. And proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. Wherever you are, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. We also are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, and 35 million homes as well. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, every which way we can get to you, we can do it. So I'll tell you what's new this week. We'll talk video games. We'll give a one away. We'll talk cheat codes, all that together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. What is going on in your video game world? Let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. Saw a report out of The Verge that said almost 90% of video games are, quote, critically endangered, and that it's now impossibly hard to play games released before 2010. Well, I mean, I have plenty of games released before the millennium that still work, but with advancing console generations and the demise of backwards compatibility, and with these digital game storefronts, the ability to play older games is tough. And so there's a new study from the Video Game History Foundation, which is VGHF, and the Software Preservation Network. And the co-director of the Video Game History Foundation is Kelsey Lewin, who said, quote, 80% of classic video games released in the United States are critically endangered. Kind of what I just said. The report defines classic games as anything released before 2010. Really? 13 years? Classic. The report says, we have identified the 2010s as the beginning of an era when digital distribution for retail-scale video games became viable and widely adopted on home video game consoles. All right. So, confirming the release status of every video game published before 2010 would have been impossible to do, So this report focused on a sampling of 4,000 games released in the United States on one of three consoles, that have been chosen to represent different levels of community and commercial interest. This is how they define the categories. Abandoned ecosystems with low interest and few games available. For example, they picked Commodore 64. Neglected ecosystems. There's a lot of commercial interest, but still not many games in print. And you can go to the Game Boy family from the original one, Dot Matrix, Herc Screen, to the Game Boy Advance. Or active ecosystems where the games are being re-released on different consoles, more advanced, and you could say that maybe the PS2. So the study found across all three categories, the number of games available never reached above 20%, meaning 80% of games published before 2010 are just simply not accessible. And the VGHF called out the Game Boy specifically with only 25 games still available for purchase. How many games for the Game Boy are there? 1,873. So 25 available for purchase. And I just like to say, I can't believe it's that many. But the number used to be significantly higher, and it was almost at 200, but Nintendo shut down the 3DS and Wii U virtual storefronts in the spring, in March, remember? And when the eShops were shut down, the majority of all Game Boy games on the market fell out of release. And so the report was an attempt to provide a explanation for something that we already knew, is this that it's hard to play old games and it's getting harder. And if something more substantial is not done to preserve what little we have left, we'll lose some video game history. It's sort of like old movies when they sit in the can and then the film starts to deteriorate, what have you. So, and video game history is more than just the bestsellers. If you really want to appreciate the history of video games, you really need to have more than just a curated list of games that were popular. You know, I mean, libraries and other archival institutions should be able to step in for some of those classic games that don't generate, you know, the interest that a Mario or a Sonic game might not do. There are always increasing strict copyright restrictions, or the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and the cultural heritage sector that had petitioned the U.S. Copyright Office for greater exceptions into the DMCA to allow libraries and archives to expand preservation. It hasn't been seen yet. But the ESA, or the Entertainment Software Association, and that's the lobbying arm of the video game industry, they've opposed some of those expansions. And their arguments are that loosening restrictions would hurt the publisher's bottom line, because if they ever decide to reissue a classic game. And there is some merit to that. Earlier this week, it was announced that 20 classic titles, including Jurassic Park for the NES, Tomba, Gex, you know, Limited Run is also releasing a previously canceled Game Boy Advance game called Shantae Advance Risky Revolution that's going to be put on a Game Boy cartridge. But for its part, ESA has pushed back against the idea that it's hindering preservation efforts. Stanley Pierre-Louis, who's the president and CEO of the ESA, said in The Verge, "It is simply not accurate that the industry has opposed efforts by libraries to have legal access to games for preservation purposes. We believe that preservation can and should be accomplished without jeopardizing video game companies' rights under copyright law." And so we'll see what this report does. You know, the commercial market by itself can't solve this, but I just think back to video games that I would play in the early days. And I'm a little bit older than you probably. I had Pong when it came out. Let's just put it that way. Which is kind of like saying I was on the Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity. But I had a trash 80. I had a TRS 80, and I had the Dungeons of Daggereth. That was a cartridge that you'd put in the side, and it was a, I would have to say, a dungeon crawler, but it was like the rudimentary first person. And the on BASIC, I programmed some of my own games that I could put my own voice into, and this was all done on magnetic cassette tapes. This is in the early 80s. Now, if I wanted to play the Dungeons of Daggereth, I'd have to get out my TSR-80 from Radio Shack, and it's somewhere, and I'd have to find an adapter and try to plug it into something that would be an old-fashioned TV monitor. But the thing is, I have always found, and I have hundreds of old games, most of them don't hold up. I have these like nostalgic love. But the other day I was thinking about King Arthur's World, which I loved on the Super Nintendo. Loved it. And it was like a Lemmings, and it had these great classical music soundtrack. And so just for fun, I watched it on YouTube. I watched a run through, and about 15 minutes in, I thought, I can't go back. I don't want to play this anymore. You know, like Legacy of the Wizard or Mylon Secret Castle, those were both NES games. But then you start to play it, and it's like you're playing Alex Kidd again, and one hit point and you die. So is it important to preserve these games? Yes, I think for posterity, but it's not important to preserve them because for play, because almost nobody wants to play them. And there's a difference. It's not a commercial revenue-based viable form to reform and relive these games, but I think it's important to keep them around. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. And you just use the phone number, or I should say the email to win at rick@sportsbuying.com. Use the phone number to ask me any questions, comments, or concerns. It's 1-800-878-PLAY. And we have Chris, Oakland, California. Chris, thanks for calling in. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick. Thanks for taking my call. Love the Hindenburg reference. Always good to see you. Throwing history out there. Hey, did you? You said you played Pong. Were you being facetious, or did you actually have the actual Pong video game?
I actually had the console.
Okay, so my next door neighbor had like the one you they had at bars and stuff, the actual Pong game from like '72 or something like that. And everybody was so jealous, and we'd go over and play. And this is late '70s, early '80s, so it was kind of like obviously it's outdated today. And I want to thank you. You told me about 6 months ago to get a Switch for my 7-year-old son, Corian, and he's playing right now, playing some Minecraft and Pokemon. But my question I wanted to ask is, he's gotten, in the last 2 months, he's really gotten into Roblox, and is that, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of, my wife thinks it's a lot of evil characters, and he's 7, so is that kind of not age-appropriate? I mean, he's, he's a good kid, but what do you think about that in Roblox?
Well, I'd say half of all American children his age probably play it. I wouldn't have a problem with Roblox per se. You don't want him to play Grand Theft Auto or, probably first-person shooters. And there has been some criticism about its chat filtration system. And so that's the thing about other people playing online. But, if he's been playing by himself, then it's fine. I know some people thought that some kids were being exploited because it was promising money and how to monetize their games, but he's too young for all that. He's just playing and having fun. So I think Roblox is fun for him and probably really creative that he can maybe create something.
Right. And he wants to create his own Doors game. I guess Doors is one of the. My video game playing went to about Atari 2600 and. I had all the games, played them, as a kid. I'm not a video game guy now. But because he's got a bunch of friends, and we monitor, some creepy guys, hey, you want to, and they're not doing that. And I agree with you. All of the kids that he's playing with are all, kind of all innocent kids, and that's good, stuff like that. And, you said that video games were good for kids because it's hand-eye coordination, things like that, which I think, I think he's getting out of it, but I just, as younger kids, again, I read an article today that, no kids aren't reading books or playing video games in front of the screen. It's a different world today. I get it. But I just, wanted to make sure that Roblox be good for him. It's a business because, every, week I go to Target and buy him a little gift card to add more Robux to it. And that's on me, man. But, okay, cool. So,
the other thing, Chris, is I think sometimes people just they'll say video games and it has a pejorative, a connotation to it that all video games are, detrimental to a kid or something, and they're not. And the studies have been there, and this isn't all kids, but the vast preponderance of kids who play video games are more socialized. They get better grades. They're more clever. They do better in school, blah, blah, blah. But everything in moderation, obviously, as you know.
Because I don't know if his grades are up there. Well, I'm just kidding. But that's okay. Those are good stats to know. And again, this is the world we live in, man. And this stuff's so amazing what these kids can do and what they can visualize and play and see. And you know, he's a big Minecraft. And the Minecraft, those guys, man, they have all the Legos the kids are playing with and all that other stuff. So he's kind of branched out to that stuff. So man, if I had come up with that concept, that'd be good stuff. So, anyway, Rick, thanks for taking my call. Your A's dropped another one today, but we'll talk that for another show, man. Thanks for taking my call, Rick.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. You know, listen, there are, whenever you have, apparently, I read a stat one time pretty recently that said half of American children play Roblox, and so people will try and scam that. And it's when they give out, as Chris was talking about, Robux, R-O-B-U-X, and invalid Robux codes. And in the Roblox community, they're called beamers. And they compromise Roblox and try to sell stuff on black markets. And they employ various techniques. They create these phishing websites and these sophisticated methods, you know, acquiring the authentication token, and then once they gain access to the victim's account, the beamers then steal and sell valuable items owned by the victims for real world currency or crypto currency. And you can go to a marketplace like Discord and some other servers, and the slang beaming is commonly used to describe the entire process, along with the victim having been beamed. And Roblox does offer hacking victims a rollback for their items, but this is only offered one time through your account. And, I do know that I would probably be into this. You know, I like the fact that they have those annual Easter egg hunts and they have those Bloxy Awards as a fundraiser. And the last one I saw, it was a 3-day invite-only event here in San Francisco, and they got the top content creators, and they had over 600,000 viewers on the platform. They've also had one of these in London. They had one in Amsterdam. And look, wherever there are eyeballs, people are going to want to advertise. And I remember that Gal Gadot Wonder Woman. That one was all over Roblox. The Aquaman movie was all over Roblox. Remember, they had their virtual concert, which was compared by Rolling Stone to Travis Scott's virtual concert in Fortnite. And it was Lil Nas X, and he debuted his song Holiday to Roblox players. There's a Swedish singer who's huge over there named Zara Larsson and performs songs in a virtual party, and she had her album Poster Girl came out. And then 21 Pilots, American band, they also had one as well. And then Roblox got with Chipotle, and they gave $1 million in burritos away to the first 30,000 people who, I mean, it's all cross cooperative. It's sort of like with Call of Duty, they recruit for the armed services. You know, I've had the guy on my show many times. His name escapes me, my apologies, but he runs the Call of Duty Foundation, and they do a lot of good work. But also, you know, it's like you like this militaristic stuff. You think you might want to try it for real. You think you want to protect our country, protect our national interests overseas, you know. Especially with the numbers dwindling, where else would you go? I mean, you could put you could pay whatever, $8 million for 30 seconds for a Super Bowl ad, and that's nice, you know? Or you could do it during Call of Duty. And it's not a bad idea, for sure. But it's funny, Roblox, when you think about how it came out, it started off as Dynablocks. And this was around 2004, 2005. And then they started calling themselves Roblox. And they were on Coppa. Remember Coppa? That was Safe Chat. And it, if you were under the age of 13, there were words that you couldn't use on it. But about 5 years later, right around 2011, that's when it really started to take off, because they started going on your phone. It was first the iOS, it was your iPhone, and then it was about 3 years later, maybe like 2014, the Android version came out. And that's all you need. And, you know, getting on Oculus as well. The one thing, though, as far as I know, and you can stand me corrected by calling 1-800-878-PLAYER, emailing me rick@sportsbyline.com, is there's still no Sony. There's no PlayStation. It's Windows, it's iOS, it's Android, and it's Xbox One. It's not even Xbox X and S. And there's no Microsoft, so there's no PC, and there's no PlayStation. So, and like I said, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I have not heard of either of those things happening. But they did kind of rebrand themselves last year. And like a lot of video games, the pandemic was massive for Roblox. I mean, just absolutely, Roblox was already big, and then it exploded like a lot of other games did as well. But, you know, that language, Luau, however you want to say it, I mean, that Roblox studio really put it to great use. All right, we will take a quick break, and we'll come on back. I'll give away a game. Lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Bay Area's favorite tribute to Tom Petty. Petty Theft brings their 20th anniversary tour to the Mystic Theater in Petaluma, Saturday, April 8th. Petty Theft, for an evening celebrating the music of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Petty Theft,
a show not to miss.
Tickets are on sale now, available at mystictheater.com.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Show Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, and it is now time to give away a game, as we always do at 40 after the hour. The game here is called Core Born: Nations of the Ultra Core, CoreBorn, and then colon Core Born: Nations of the Ultra Core. This is for the PC, and it is developed by Blank Hans and published by Blank Hans, which reminds me of Clap Hands. Remember that, H-A-N-Z? That's what did Hot Shots Golf. Let me give you the blurb. A multiplayer survival game set in the world of Ultra Core. Build, grow, and defend your town. Survive the elements and Sorgoth's onslaught. Cooperate as you go on adventures to loot, gather resources, and make history, all of it together with friends, old and new. And this is actually coming out in 2 days. So you're getting it early. Well, by the time you get it, probably when it comes out. But my question is, and you can send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. And second correct answer wins the game. Is this a multiplayer survival game? Or is this a game about macrame? Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this a multiplayer survival game or a game about macrame? If you get the correct answer, you will win Coreborn: Nations of the Ultra Core for the PC, available, published and developed by Blank Hans. Blank Hans. Hansel and Gretel were walking down the street. Hans was assaulted. Peanut. Speaking of exclusivity, you might have seen since last we talked that the government has approved Activision Blizzard, that deal with Microsoft, $69 billion. That's right. Microsoft has bought Activision Blizzard for $69 million. And so for people like me with a PS5, you're like, uh-oh, what about Call of Duty? Well, Phil Spencer, who heads up the Xbox division, he says, we look forward to a future where players globally have more choice to play their favorite games. Huh? You what? What'd you say? So what they're going to do trying to persuade regulators around the world, and we're talking in Europe and then the UK, because they're technically not in Europe anymore, Brexit. But Microsoft struck deals with Nintendo and some cloud gaming companies to license Activision titles. And they also said Call of Duty will be offered to Sony for 10 years. Now, Sony hasn't said anything yet. But they just said, they told the U.S. appeals court that when this was approved Friday, all right, we'll give you Call of Duty for 10 years. Now, when Microsoft struck this deal, and this went down in January of 2022, so it's almost been 2 years in the courts. But the Microsoft has been seeking regulatory approval in the U.S. over the past few months, and Sony's been fighting them because they didn't want to lose must-have game titles, and Call of Duty is a must-have for sure. And so Jim Ryan, the Sony executive who was in that trial with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, said initially he wasn't worried because he sat down with Bobby Kotick, who's the CEO of Activision Blizzard, and Spencer. And he said that Microsoft would leverage Call of Duty's popularity to disadvantage PlayStation. But if they did, the players would get a degraded experience. And also, you think about the amount of money that they would lose not putting it on PS4s and PS5s. So, as I said, Sony has not officially said, sounds good, but Microsoft said 10 years. And the president of Microsoft, Brad Smith, tweeted, from day one of this acquisition, we've been committed to addressing the concerns of regulators, platform and game developers, and consumers. Even after we cross the finish line for this deal's approval, we will remain focused on ensuring that Call of Duty remains available on more platforms and for more consumers than ever before. Now, here's an interesting thing. $69 billion, it was approved. They have until Tuesday to close it. If they don't close it, then the deal will be terminated and there will be a fine. How much? $3 billion. I know. So they'll probably be on their horse to get her done. One more thing that came out this week. Netflix launched its video game streaming service at the end of 2021. And I have Netflix. I had it even when they would mail you the DVD. I still don't know where the games are and what the games are and what you use as a controller and how we're supposed to play it. And it's not because, well, it is because I haven't done a deep dive on it, but also shouldn't it sort of be more front and center? But as Netflix is chasing younger audiences and trying to keep the current subscribers content, they're going to go even deeper into video games. Because HBO Max and Disney Plus have rebranded themselves and limiting the number of offerings available on Netflix as each network creates its central hub of content. Netflix is the OG, and so they're going to have to pivot. And they said in a statement, we compete with and lose to Fortnite more than HBO, which is interesting. So as I said, they began dabbling in 2021 and creating its mobile app games, and they brought in dozens of new people, and they have a dedicated studio in Helsinki. That's right, capital of Finland, y'all, to create these new streaming titles. And so on Wednesday, Netflix released its latest title, a graphic adventure game developed by Night School Studio called Oxenfree 2 Lost Signals. And it's the sequel to the hit supernatural thriller Point and Click, and it's available on Netflix mobile app and Steam, PlayStation, and the Nintendo Switch. So the pivot to video games comes as Netflix growth has slowed tremendously. And remember, it's always been kind of a pyramid scheme for a streaming service. It's kind of a pyramid stream. the Nile. They spend oodles of money to get content, and the subscribers subscribe. And so money's always coming in. But if they ever stopped getting subscribers, everybody would be broke. And I guess it makes sense. But the company's growth since it started was always over 12% every year. And for the first year ever, it went below that. And in 2022, their revenue was $31.62 billion, but they only grew 6%. And if you think about in the pandemic, in 2020, they grew 24%, and in 2021, they grew 18%, and this year, 6%. So, I mean, how are you supposed to keep up those numbers? But it remains unclear whether this latest venture is going to succeed. When you think about Google tried this and they shut it down in less than 3 years. But I mean, in 2007, Netflix spearheaded the entire entertainment industry's switch to streaming. They were the ones. We're just going to watch everything off Wi-Fi. No, we're not. Yeah, you are. You will. And so Night School Studio was Netflix's first acquisition. They got that in September of 2021. And they launched the Stranger Things series with the game simultaneously. And the founder of Night School Studios is a guy named Sean Crankle. And he said, "We've seen many players come into the space and attempt to take a big swing. We heard early on that the approach was going to be very careful and measured, and that it would not be, let's climb to the top of the mountain and plant a Netflix flag in there and say we're changing the industry." And they're not. All right. It's time to let you know what the new games are this week. Yeah. And we do that by telling you the new releases. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. There's Coreborn, Nations of the Ultra Core, which I gave away for the PC. Action Adventure, Early Access. Ember Knights, an action roguelike for the Switch. From Madness with Love, official novel for the PC. Full Void, action adventure indie platformer puzzle for the PC. Lisa, Definitive Edition, an RPG on all the systems, the X and the S, the 1, the 5, the 4, the PC, and the Switch. My Friendly Neighborhood, a first-person horror shooter for the PC. Remedium Sentinels, action indie roguelike shooter on all the big boy systems. Roto Force, an action bullet hell shoot 'em up. These are for your phones, the Android and iOS, and your PC. Space Invaders World Defense, this is also for your phones. Tectonica, adventure, casual, early access simulation strategy game for the PC. Turbo Overkill for all the big boy systems except the PC. Viewfinder, a puzzle game on the PS5 and the PC. Xenonauts 2, strategy game on the PC. Blackout Protocol, a roguelike shooter twin stick on the PC. Cramped Room of Death, a puzzle game on the Switch and the PC. And then Cross Tales adventure RPG simulation on all the systems except on the PC. Ducky's Delivery Service, an action indie on the PC. Homeseek, city building indie sim strategy on the PC. Let's Revolution, puzzle strategy for the PC. Suicide Guide, The Lost Dreams, action puzzle for the PC. Also, Krzyzowski, The Knights of the Cross, adventure indie RPG. Lakebug Legacies, a sim for the PC. And finally, Might and Magic Clash of Heroes, definitive edition adventure puzzle RPG for the Switch, the PC, and PS4. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that. And we are here to give out the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Have a request here from Beth, who has a PS2 question from Castlevania Curse of Darkness. Just says, Rick, what's the musical chair cheat and how do I get it? Well, this is a bit disappointing, but it just depends on how you look at it. As you may have noticed throughout the game, there are various chairs you must sit in. If you happen to sit in all of them, even the ones you don't have to sit in, the room inside Cordova Town, that's the one that's really colorful with the blue skies and the twirly around, the little weird rabbit bug creatures flying around with a target sign on them. If you sit in all of them in that area, you will get a special chair in the center that pops up when normally it wouldn't, and you get to sit in it. What happens? Nothing. Nothing at all. I would just, if you're playing that game, when it asks you for an unlockable, put in at Trevor, in other words, the at logo, all caps, Trevor, and you'll play the game as Trevor Belmont. And there you go. And then you can really lay some waste in Curse of Darkness on the PS2. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again next week. Coming up, Sports Talk right here.